Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen. Appreciate you joining me. Corey and I are going to start out with a good buddy of ours, somebody who we've respected for a long time. Interestingly enough, I met Louis James the first time. The second time, when we were in Argentina, courtesy of Yale Simpson, someone near and dear to Corey's heart, certainly, given the fact that his mom is married to Yale. But Kathy and I kind of renewed our acquaintanceship with Louis in, if I'm not mistaken, Valparaiso, Chile, and then kind of went on and went through Chile and Argentina with him. Louis is involved with Casey Research. If I'm not mistaken, you're pretty much in charge of the work centering around the precious metals companies. Isn't that correct?
Overall metals and mining,
yeah, whereas your colleague Marin Katusa is more involved in the energy sector. Louis, we had a really, really interesting thing happen in the gold markets on Wednesday. You know, the FOMC came out and said, yes, of course, duh, we're going to continue with our quantitative easing. The price of gold just absolutely went vertical just actually prior to that announcement, and then after the announcement was made, gained a significant amount of strength. Didn't really see a lot of fall off in the week during that. Number one, what's your take on why that happened? And number two, do you think this is going to affect the junior resource stocks to any extent?
Well, number one, it's pretty clear from the price action in gold over the preceding couple weeks that the market expected the so-called taper and was pricing that in. When it didn't materialize, then everybody said, oh, holy cow, you know, we've oversold. Maybe there's a bit of short squeezing going on. People, went out on the ledge and got whacked with the price moving the wrong way, which accentuated the sort of vertical jump that we saw. But overall, it's pretty clear that the Fed surprised the markets broadly writ, you know, in many ways. And so we saw, it wasn't just gold. You know, we saw interest rates respond and other things as well. Number two, will that affect the junior markets? Well, we need to see how well it sustains. Our technical friends tell us that despite the recent upturn since the June bottom, that gold still remains overall in a bearish trend, and that needs to be firmly and solidly broken, which has not happened yet if you look at the long-term graphs. That said, the countervailing view, I guess, to that would be just Doug's guru sense, for whatever that's worth, Doug Casey, my boss, the famous market prognosticator. He feels that the bottom is, if it's not in already, it's probably around now. You know, we may get whacked again, something could happen. But likely he thinks the bottom is in for this correction. And he has been aggressively moving to buy in not just gold, but also in gold stocks.
Now, Louis, we've been talking about the Western demand issue for quite some time, or really the lack of Western demand in gold. Do you think that this recent FOMC statement of not a taper and that vertical gold price move has any impact or will have any impact in bringing more investors back into the gold market?
It could. You know, we're kind of pouring over tea leaves when we do that. The markets are volatile, and this one is particularly volatile. It's really hard to say. As a human action-thumping fundamentalist, I would have to say that looking at the basics, looking at the fundamentals, the money printing that has just been continued, but even if it hadn't been, the money printing that has already happened is extremely bullish for the precious metals and actually other commodities and assets of real value as well. And that has yet to work its way through the system. So mid to longer term, whatever happens, whatever the vicissitudes of the market in the short term, I'm very bullish on these things. In the shorter term, you know, I can't say what Mr. Market is thinking or Mr. American Market is thinking. It's really hard to say. I think most people still don't really fully appreciate the safe haven value of gold, and they don't really understand what's coming farther down the curve. I do think that we have an interesting setup, though, in the near term with the budget battle shaping up. The so-called debt ceiling is the same issue that took gold over $1,900 an ounce when this happened 2 years ago. And we have a real confrontation shaping up with the president posturing against posturing and saying, you know, no negotiation is this opening negotiating tactic. These sorts of things set the stage for fireworks, and those kinds of headlines impress investors. So we could actually see gold move up quite sharply in the near term. We've had the failure of the taper to materialize, and now the next thing in the issue is something that's going to scare people.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more about a couple of things here, Louis. One of them is that, we have a lot of people on our blog. Gosh, we had probably on Wednesday, when we had 11,000 visitors to the site or thereabouts, we had about 300 comments on our blog. And it's very, very interesting to me, since I try to address every single comment, the difference in philosophy among people who are interested in gold. I personally, and you and I have had this conversation a million times, I'm not a trader. It really doesn't matter to me whether gold is going to go up, 5%, 10%, what have you, over the next 30 to 60 to 90 days, because if that happens, I think the leverage, the profit potential is much, much greater in the junior mining stocks. You know, you get a junior mining stock that's trading at, say, 50 cents, and you get a 30% increase there, taking the stock up to 65 cents, and depending on the size of your position, that's some very, very large money that you can make. Now, a 30% increase in the price of a junior mining stock would come on the heels of probably a 10% increase in the price of gold. And historically, that's the way that it's been. And so my reason for buying gold is, as you say, you got to consider what's going to happen down the road. You know, you got to at least take it into your investment decision making. And boy, that's why we've got 5 to 10% of our money in gold and silver. It's not because we're looking to make a whole bunch of money short term, but because long term, it could save our ass, as it did my grandparents. And our listeners are very aware of that particular story. Any comments on that?
Well, Doug Casey has long had a mantra of the reason for buying gold being prudence. For speculation, that's what the gold stocks are for. It's a completely different reason.
That's right.
And what you do at any given time in the market depends on what your goal is. And at the end of the day, whatever the price set in New York or Chicago or wherever for gold is, an ounce of gold in your hand is a thing of value in and of itself. It is something that you can go anywhere in the world and someone will exchange it for other things of value because they know what it is. And that is a kind of security that's simply not available in almost any other thing. It's as Doug likes to say, the only asset class that is not simultaneously somebody else's liability. That's what distinguishes it. That's what makes it a thing for prudence.
I agree with you 100%. I don't mean to have to cut us off here, but we're down to about roughly 40 seconds left in this particular opening segment. So I want to talk a little bit quickly about your upcoming conference. It is October 4th, 5th, and 6th in Tucson at the Lowe's Resort. We have a banner on our website that is directing people to, if they want any information on that conference, they can simply go to that banner and click on it. I'm going to be down there. I feel very fortunate in the sense that I'm going to be down there doing radio, courtesy of Casey Research. I think that's going to be very, very informative. I also want to say that we will be offering to listeners after the show CDs of the entire conference. So if you're unable to attend, those CDs will be available through Casey Research. Stick around. Speaking of Casey Research, Corey and I are going to be right back with Olivier Garay and some other folks.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, spending the first hour talking about these crazy precious metals markets right now. We have some good insights from Louis James from KC Research to open the show. We are now chatting with a bit of a roundtable. We've got Olivier Garay from KC Research, Bill Howell, president of Ripatch Gold, and Doc is with us. Corey and I are going to ask some, we have some really interesting questions dealing with what's going on in the market as we're recording this, which is Friday. I find it very interesting, gentlemen, that after what happened on Wednesday, that huge spike upward that we had, that today, Friday, as we are recording, gold is down almost $32. But by the same token, silver is absolutely getting battered. We're down $1.12, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average is also down. It's approaching being down 81 points at this juncture. Everything other than the Russell Index and the U.S. dollar is down today. Olivia, I would be curious as to why you think this is going on.
I think it's welcome to the new reality of extreme volatility. What has happened is in the last 5 years, you know, instead of fixing the real problem underlying in the economy, the government has been printing money, sending false signals to the markets. You know, QE infinity, which I think is a reality, is basically prepping stocks and distorting markets. And I think what you're going to continue to see is the markets reacting arbitrarily to any kind of news because the fundamentals are not there. And so what I could see, whether it's gold or the stock market, is we are in an era of continued volatility. My view is from a technical basis, gold and silver continue to be weak, even though that from a fundamental perspective, they're very strong. And while we know where the long trend will be, which is to, because of the excessive, money printing of all governments, we are going to continue to see some opportunities to buy gold and silver very cheaply. I wouldn't be surprised to see, gold, retesting the 1100 range in the next few months.
Olivia, I must say I'm quite surprised to hear you say that we could be dropping down that low in gold after that nice rally we had. And I guess that is testament to what is going on today on Friday, this major drop. And Doc, I wanted to bring you on and get your opinion of, do you see these lows being tested again?
Well, Corey, about 3 weeks ago I mentioned where we would in all likelihood see $21 silver or even below that. Just sub $21 technically. And then Bernanke threw us a curve and we had that nice jump. Well, now we're going to move back down and we will see that sub $21 silver in the next week, I believe. Then I think we trade sideways for a number of days to weeks. And I think it'll be later in the year that will define whether we do go down further again or not. But there's a good possibility we could go down further, but we'll know more in a few weeks.
Bill, I'm curious as to what your perspective on this is. You know, you've been in the business a long time. You are the president of a, you know, substantial junior exploration company, Rye Patch Gold. You guys have about $40 million, which puts you a little bit ahead of some of the other juniors. What are you going to do at this moment in time with the price of gold gyrating as wildly as it is?
Well, I think it's a perfect time to keep your powder dry. That's what we're doing. My premise is it's going to get worse before it gets better. And as your first speaker acknowledged, there's really no direction in the market. And so the markets are using the 24-hour news cycle to determine what the direction will be. And as we know, stories come and go and jump off that news cycle. And, you know, today you've got four Fed presidents speaking, telling everybody, well, you know, we may not be tapering today, but we might taper tomorrow, and we'll have a news conference on that.
Yeah, Bill, I read a lot of those stories, and I'm actually quite surprised that these presidents or these Fed heads are coming out and saying that we might have a taper as soon as next month even. Because to me, listening to Bernanke's speech, the economy and the data points that they're looking for are just so far off that that can't be rectified by next month. But I guess maybe the market just wants to hear that there will be a taper, or they just want to speculate on some news. Olivier, what do you think of that?
Well, I mean, what I think is happening is I think that, you know, they realize, because the markets overreact to any news, they realize that if they just say there won't be any tapering, then, you know, it would actually... the market could get out of hands. And I think that there's a little bit of game playing, in my opinion. And, you know, we say, well, we won't taper, and then we'll come back and say, well, maybe we'll taper. And you try to keep, you know, they're trying to moderate expectations by doing these things. And, you know, it's just, my view is this is going to continue for a while. And, you know, the fundamentals, we know, but what will happen tomorrow or in the next 2 or 3 months, I think it's anybody's guess. But what I do think is important is, you know, if you look at the fundamentals, this just presents tremendous opportunities for investors. It's, you know, it allows you, us, I mean, I know it has allowed me personally, and I have recommended to our supplier, to our subscribers, to buy gold and silver at bargain price. And I think it's even more so in the case in the, you know, in the mining and junior resource play. I mean, I think right now we look at buying companies that have cash, that can expand, that can take advantage of the ones that don't have cash, and buy tremendous assets. So I think it's a huge opportunity for investors if you do it right.
You know,
even though it's a little depressing.
Yeah, I have to agree 100% on that. You know, I'm curious about one. Well, I'm going to bring this up. I'm going to bring up the subject of manipulation here in the next segment with you guys. But, you know, I think the bottom line here is people really have to ask themselves a very, very simple question vis-a-vis buying the commodities, or I should say as it relates to purchasing the commodities themselves, and that is, what's your reason for buying? I mean, are you a short-term trader? And if you're a short-term trader, well, very definitely, you've got to be very, very on top of this stuff. But, you know, Kathy and I, as you guys are aware, because we've had this conversation lots of times, Kathy and I buy gold and silver, and more silver certainly than gold, for the simple reason that I buy it because I think anybody who doesn't have a certain amount of gold and silver in their portfolio, just as a store of value, for lack of better terms, is nuts. But, you know, you're not going to do that if you're a short-term trader. If you're a short-term trader, your rationale obviously is totally, totally different. But I don't know. I'm not a trader, and so that's not why I buy it. I think the opportunity here, I have to agree with you guys 100%, I think the real opportunity, because of the relationship between these junior mining stocks and the price of gold, I think we have unprecedented opportunities right now. Hey, stick around. We're going to take a real short commercial break here, and we'll be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Corey and I are chatting with Bill Howell, Olivier Garay, and Doc. We're talking about what's going on in these very, very insane markets right now. I want to ask a question about manipulation, and Olivier, I'd like you to address this first, and then I really would like to get all your opinions on this one. But my question is, Gary Savage came on yesterday, and Gary's a technician who's on our show very frequently, and he said, the only reason that I can see what's going on in the gold markets today, Friday the 20th, is it's got to be manipulation. He said there is absolutely, in my mind, no other reason for that. What do you think about that, Olivier?
Well, I personally think that, you know, if your anticipation is that the markets are fair and symmetric, and that every player is on an equal footing, you could call that manipulation. I've never had that expectation. I've always known that, you know, the large players in the markets, whether it's in the gold market or silver market or other markets, the Goldman Sachs of this world have an advantage, whether it's, you know, and so if you look at that, there are some very large players in the gold and silver market. They're thinly traded markets, relatively speaking, and those people can move the markets. So, and they do. And so if they see from a technical perspective that a market is weak, they will push it across a technical indicator or technical level, and they will eventually precipitate some liquidation, and then they'll pick it back up cheaper. It's somewhat disgusting. Is it manipulation? It's just the way the markets work. It's just in the thinner markets, it's more pronounced. And this is a case that's adding to the volatility of the gold and silver market. So
I mean, I don't disagree. I'm just, you know, I don't think it's coercion between a whole bunch of people. I think it's just that they're such big players, they have visibility, to better visibility than the average investors. And that's why I would discourage investors to try to play in the short run, and to try to gamble their money, on, you know, the movement of gold and silver tomorrow, but rather accumulate whenever they have an opportunity to buy it cheap.
Olivia, I agree 100% with everything you said there. And the fact of the matter is the gold market is a thin market, and having these big players out there when they decide to enter the market, and they enter it with big positions, and that moves the market. Quite frankly, you can't play these things day to day because you can get these drops. And like you said, you can hit certain technical points, which most technicians out there, just like Doc can attest to, you know that if you can push the gold price below or above a certain level, you're going to get increased buying or selling. And that's going to happen from day to day. And I really think sitting on the sidelines, blaming the gold price on manipulation isn't a way that you should be trading, because quite frankly, you're not going to get manipulation out of the market, whether it's in extreme senses or in limited senses. And Bill, coming from really the industry perspective, what do you think about this whole manipulation topic?
Well, I think, you know, if you're a gold miner, you can't really pay too much attention to it. You know, you get the market that you get, and you know, you've got to make your assessments based on what your long-term views of gold and silver prices are. So, you know, the day-to-day ups and downs, you know, I think they tell you something. I'm not sure it's manipulation or, as you say, you know, it's just a thin market. But the long, you know, you've got to keep a longer-term view that the fundamentals of the metals are in your favor.
You know, I have to agree with that. The fundamentals, I think, are always going to be in your favor. I think the price gyrations are totally a different thing. I want to clarify one thing I just said, though. When I say that the fundamentals are always going to be in your favor, again, I'm speaking of people who buy gold and silver for the reasons that I buy gold and silver, and I won't go into those again later. But, you know, Doc, you and I never really have talked about the concept of manipulation. You're a technician, and I kind of wonder sometimes, you know, if this manipulation thing is really, really accurate. I mean, why worry about technicals? Because they wouldn't exist, would they?
Yeah, and, you know, Al, I think a lot of your listeners, and when you read in the blogospheres, they take manipulation a little bit further than we've discussed. You can talk about manipulation with thinly traded markets by the big players, but they go a step further, and actually they infer collusion between the bullion banks and maybe even the Fed or the government. So it they take it even beyond just trading in thin markets, and I just like to mention that.
Yeah, Doc, and that makes complete sense to me that, well, we see that on our blog every day, that people really are blaming it on these big banks. But you know what? Those big banks are out there to make money, and as Bill said, you got to look at really the fundamentals of it, which is something that we do, and it's a more of a long-term hold. But Olivia, what do you tell to some of your subscribers when they bring up this topic?
Well, I mean, again, I think whether you can believe whatever you want, the fact is the same, is that whether they actually talk to each other or they just signal each other's in the market or they just play because they have enough visibility, the result is the same. As an investor, you can't beat them. So what you can do is, first of all, you shouldn't buy gold and silver by leveraging, because you're going to be forced in liquidation at a point or another. I very highly think that you should always have, you know, if you're playing in this market, you should have cash on the side, and then when you have an opportunity to buy cheap, you buy cheap, but you don't do it using leverage, because that's actually how those banks make a lot of money, is they use the market and they know that there is enough leverage buying that when they can trip a technical indicator, they can force liquidation very quickly, and then they just buy it back cheaper. And so why play their game? Just look at the long-term value and just dollar cost average. And if you do that, you'll come on top no matter what they do.
You know, I couldn't agree more, Olivier. I have to tell you, I have never, you know, I know a lot of people make an awful lot of money in the market, shorting stocks, et cetera, et cetera, you know, using money that they don't really have in the market. And I have to say, after 35 years in this business, looking at all aspects of investing, you know, and I've had some excellent years and I've had some, you know, some poor years. But again, by the same token, I personally, if I took a position based on borrowed money or based on you know, something other than solid cash behind my actions, I would have trouble sleeping at night. We've got about 2 minutes left here on this one. I mean, in terms of the subject of leverage, I mean, Bill, what do you think about that?
Not an investment advisor, so, no. You know, people, it's easier to make someone stock to go down than it is to make it go up. And, you know, as you know, if someone thinks a 2-cent stock is going to a penny, they'll short it. So it's what makes the market, I guess.
I think people get in a lot of trouble investing with leverage, with borrowed money, when they really think that they can just enter the market easily and make money. And that's actually not the way I think to invest. You need to go in, really do your due diligence. And that has something to do with kind of these gold and silver companies out there, that you need to figure out which ones are going to be able to survive in these volatile times. Because the fact of the matter is, right now, we are in a very volatile market, which I don't see changing anytime soon with the amount of capital that's coming in, but then also the amount of capital that is exiting every day. So to me, this is a scary market to be in, but there are also very good opportunities to make money if you really watch and know what you're investing in. You can't just throw money into multiple stocks and assume that some or all will go up, because in today's day, some or all might actually just go to zero, which is scary to me.
Well, some of mine in the past have gone to zero, but some of them have also gone to the moon. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back. We're going to be talking about some macroeconomic issues here, getting away a little bit from simply gold and silver. Stick around. We'll be right back after the break.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Portland Economics Report. We're getting away from gold and silver, as I alluded to, and we're going to talk about some macro issues that I feel are very, very important right now. You know, our economy, in my opinion, has been absolutely going down, down, down since the early part of this century. We switched the focus of our radio program back in around 2001 when gold was $254 an ounce because I felt very strongly that the emperor wasn't wearing any clothes and that we would have a very, very difficult time getting out of the economic doldrums that we were going into. Well, so far, for the last 12 years at least, that has very definitely been the case. I'd like to get your opinions on that, because I think right now that is the really critical issue facing Western societies. Olivier, what do you think about that?
Well, I think, you know, if you measure the economy by any other measure than, you know, the broad stock market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average or the S&P 500, you're totally right. I think the, you know, the American middle class has all but shrunk dramatically. The number of people that are unemployed and, even more important, underemployed, you know, have part-time job or very low-paying jobs with no benefits, no security of any kind, is really expanded. And a lot of costs have escalated to the point that people have to drop out of the system, medical costs for being one of the major ones, education being another one. So, yes, from that basic, you know, the average American is doing a lot worse than it was during the 1990s. And yet at the same time, the markets continue to blossom, and they mostly blossom because of QE, because of easy money. And it makes for a two-pronged economy, you know, and I think it's very unhealthy. And this is the type of thing, a situation that eventually will explode and will be very nasty. And, you know, it will, at that point, the markets will drop. And I think that the 2008 crashes will be nothing compared to what's in the works. When is it going to happen? It could go on for another year, 2 years, maybe even more before it happens, but it's going to be very nasty.
Yeah, Olivia, it really is hard to be able to put a timeline on when this could all come crashing to an end. One fact that
I find really interesting in articles that I've been reading is simply this wealth gap in the U.S. that has been growing and growing throughout the last decade, I believe, just where the poor are getting poorer, but the rich are still making massive amounts of money. And this to me is one of the worst signs for the U.S. because the U.S. really was all about the land of opportunity, and you could build your way out of being maybe not having so much money. But now it seems like if you're stuck down there, you have a lot of work to do, and it's getting almost too difficult to really raise up into being one of the wealthiest people. But Doc, do you have any comments on this?
Yeah, one of the interesting statistics to just show you how the Western civilization is struggling is if you go back to 1998, the GDP for the G7 countries back then was about 30 trillion. And now in 2013, it's 40 trillion. Well, that's about a 30% gain. But interestingly, the debt back then was 70 trillion, and now it's 140 trillion. So you've doubled the debt. And it just goes to show you, you have to print even more money all the time just to get any inkling of growth. And that's a very dangerous scenario. And it's, and I agree with Olivier, eventually we have to pay the piper. And nobody knows when that's going to happen, but it's going to happen.
How about you, Bill?
Well, I mean, what I see every day is, you have, no manufacturing in, at least in the United States. You have a, car industry that is doing a little better than before, but mainly because of government assistance. But you look at new employment is really a number of menial jobs. There are no new manufacturing jobs coming into at least the United States, and it makes for broadening that wealth gap.
I got to tell you guys, with my background in economic and finance, I simply don't understand how this thing can continue. We're basically in a situation where the strongest economy in the world is soon to evolve into certainly not the strongest economy in the world. And I'm talking about the United States right now. Our economy right now is based on absolutely nothing more than the faith of the people. I mean, we're spending money, dollars, that have absolutely no value whatsoever. We have probably at least 50% or more, slightly more actually than 50% of the people in the United States on some type of government assistance. I mean, this thing simply cannot go on. And that's why I feel very, very strongly you got to put a certain amount of your money in those assets that have stood the test of time for thousands and thousands of years, and that's basically gold and silver. You don't want to be a trader. You want to put your money in there so eventually either you or your children are going to have something to fall back on. Don't you agree, Olivier?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think that, I know it cannot go on forever, but however, the Roman Empire declined over hundreds of years. I mean, I don't think it's going to be the case in the case of the United States, but, the decline can last longer than we think. But it's clear that we're on that path, and when it accelerates, it's very fast. And my worry is that it's much closer than we think, but, and I can't time it. And I think in the meantime, holding on to tangible assets in any crisis, has always been the way to position yourself and your family against, the risk brought by, tumultuous times. I mean, in any time, you take the 30s, you take people that had tangible assets did better than the others. And I think that gold and silver belong there. They're the ultimate money. They're tangible, but they're also, portable. They have a lot of advantages. Producing farmland, or there's a lot of other things you can do. Even real estate is better than, in my view, having a lot of stocks and things like that will probably disappear. Now, that said, I still like making money in the markets, but that's not my reserve. That's not the insurance company. You know, you will hold gold and silver for insurance against disasters. And in the meantime, you continue, life goes on and you try to continue to make money.
And Olivia, I think that's a fantastic point that you bring up, is that Rome did not fall in a day. And the U.S. is an economy that is very strong still in a worldwide sense, and it will not fall in a day. And I think we need to be very cognizant of what is going on in other countries around the world, especially, in my opinion, India, Russia, and China, because they could be the ones to really put a wrench into the U.S., I guess I should say. But, Doc, what are you doing to protect yourself against a potential future falling of the U.S. economy?
Well, pretty much what your other guests said. And once again, hard assets, tangibles, to me are the most important thing. And that's the base. And at the same time, you know, I invest in the markets. And I do it with technicals. And I've been waiting for a long time for these precious metal stocks to bottom. And I think it's an opportunity that is just amazing. And I started accumulating about 3 weeks ago. I'm doing it slowly because we have plenty of time. I think we'll trade down at these bottoms for a while. And it's interesting that not many people are mentioning it right now, but I mentioned about 3 weeks ago that it looked like the Baltic Dry Index was going to break out. And it has, and it has in a really big way. If you look at the chart, it's even taken out the 200-week moving average. So something's happening globally right now with raw materials. And you can see it in some of the charts as well of these raw materials. So, you know, you have to take advantage of what's given to you at a moment in time. And that's what I do. And I'll continue to invest, but I'll be very cautious in my investing.
I think everybody has to be very cautious right now, you know, and I hate to beat a dead horse here, but I got to tell you, we've been saying on this show for a long, long time now that you simply have to stay as informed as you possibly can, and you simply have to be as nimble as you possibly can. Along the lines of being very, very informed, I want to put in a plug for a conference that I'm going to be at on October 4th, 5th, and 6th, and that's the Casey Conference down in Tucson, Arizona. We have a banner on our site if you'd like to get more information on that concert. Who's the rock and roll group going to be, Olivier? No, if you want more information on that conference, seriously, it is a good one. The best of the best are going to be there, led by Ron Paul, former Congressman Ron Paul, and some other people, and I would love to be able to see you down there. Okay, we're going to take a break from the news, and we'll be back right after the top of the hour with some political discussion.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men.
Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.